joy to hear your story. Many churches are afraid to talk about money or sex. Not MCC. We talk about both. Will you join me in a word of prayer, please? Holy One, living Spirit, breath of life and love, Spirit of community, strengthen us for the hard work. Reveal to us the hidden blessings in the things that move us off center. And help us to discover the blessing of giving in all things, and grant us an awareness of your presence near, moving in us, around us, and through us. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. When I ponder what it is that is church and think about the type of community that it builds, I am often drawn back to childhood wisdom. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors and look at the people. The answer true then, and oddly enough, the answer is true now, today. People are the church. People form the structure of the church, not the building itself, although surely people support the structure, the space, and the shelter that we find here. This is community space, and you, the community, support it spiritually and physically. You light the space. You light the space in every way. You keep it warm. You keep it comfortable. You care for it. There is some spiritual ownership involved here, something that all too many may overlook, and it is essential to be aware of. The details of housekeeping and house care that are tendered over to others. You know, a couple of the structures here in this area have a roof leak. Ours is one of them. And contractors were in again this week. It's about 15 years old. And while they feel they have solved the issue in the short term, I'm pretty sure there will likely be a new roof in our future soon. And that would be a real good time for a steeple, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Thinking ahead. But when I say that people form the structure of the church, I'm not speaking of the building itself or only of the building. Building community is not the community building, but it is of the structure. It is of the interlaced support that occurs in community and the human connections that are formed within these walls. The answer is also found in the directions that I give to people who are traveling here for the first time. We don't look like a church on the outside. So, if you're looking for something that looks like a church from the outside, you will miss us. But open the door, come inside, and you will discover that we are indeed church. Look at the people. Look at the people. And the community that God is building here is indeed unique. Our love of God, our yearning to connect with the divine, and a God that we may have been told doesn't like us very much, doesn't love us. Well, I'm here to say that that's bull. God loves you. And amen. Yeah, let's. God loves you, and maybe you come here to hear that. Maybe you come here to know that. Maybe you come here to show that to others, to reveal God more clearly. We come here through our willingness also to journey with others who are very different from us and to encounter others on their own journey. Now, I recently received an email from one who said that they felt sacrilegious coming to church, not really knowing what they believed now, not really knowing if they still believed in God, their faith having been shaken to the very foundations by a series of horrific and confusing and complicated life conditions. My heart was broken open by their story. And I tried to explain to them that church and worship itself is a part of the process of discovery. Discovery of how the divine lives and breathes in each one of us. And that while we are all at different places on our journey, we still journey together, feeding and being fed by, serving and being served by one another. And that none of us have all the answers. That much I promise you. Not by a long shot. But maybe among all of us, we may seek to find them together. I also told her that church is like a gym. Not Jim Cullum, okay, but maybe. Church is like a gym. You don't go there because you are fit. You don't go there because you are in shape. You go there to physically form yourself, to get stronger, to get in shape, or to stay that way. Church is like that for the Spirit. And like a gym, how many people are members of a gym but rarely attend? A lot. It is hard. It takes work to stay in shape. It takes work. Whether physically or spiritually, you have to be there and to do the work. And sometimes, yeah, sometimes the work looks like that. Well, simply having the courage and the energy to show up, that's it. To seek, to knock, and to be vulnerable, it is hard work. Church is a place to come to build up, to be inspired by the possibilities, to learn from teachers, and to discover in miracle and in wonder that you yourself are a teacher. You yourself are a teacher. No, like a gym, you don't come here because you're already in shape, having reached the pinnacle of perfection in your beliefs. No, you come here to learn. You come here to grow. You come here to build upon yourself, to do the hard work, to encounter others on their own journey in all of the beautiful, wonderful, holy awkwardness of life. I don't know if the young woman understood me or not, but I hope so. I dearly hope so. But it's hard work to be here for ourselves in need and for others who need us. This growing of ourselves is hard work. It hurts sometimes. We get sore. We get wounded. We get hurt. We feel weak. And we inadvertently hurt others. We hurt them in our shuffling around with the heavy, weighty issues of life. It's hard work, this growing and this spiritual building of ourselves. When we lived down on the coast, on the water in Gloucester, Virginia, I was having a very hard time with life. I was hurting. I felt socially awkward in school, everywhere. My body was growing, and it was doing things that I simply did not like. Things that I could do without. I felt like I didn't fit. I didn't even fit within my own life. Dad and I were walking on a pier owned by one of the church members, and a crab swam by. I love to watch them. They swim sideways, but they always get where they're going, kind of like me. Dad pointed to a crab clinging to one of the pier's pilings. It looked like two crabs, but it wasn't. It looked like a ghost crab was clinging to another. It was a ghost of itself. Dad explained that it was molting because it was growing. It was outgrowing its shell. It was outgrowing its container. I asked Dad if it hurt. He said probably the crab feels it has hurt and knows that it is time to change. It's time it needs to change. Suddenly the crab darted off, going deep, vanishing in the cloudy water, leaving the husk of its old self behind. I asked Dad where it went. He said, it's kind of hiding now. Its shell is new. It's very soft. It's tender. It's vulnerable. But he explained that the crab needed to go through that in order to grow, in order to become stronger, in order to survive the world. That always had a way of teaching me what I needed to learn in ways that I could learn without even knowing it. Like the prize in a box of Cracker Jacks, there was always an epiphany inside. A spark of, hey, I think I know what you really need. A moment filling me with the joy of discovery and a lesson that I would never forget, even some 50 years later. Because there was a smile on his face as he put his hand on my shoulder, as he looked out to sea and then down to me and said, but unlike the crab, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. We do not need to do it alone, my brothers, my sisters, my siblings. For it is here that we grow. We support one another in the process. We move sideways in our shyness and our holy awkwardness. We admit our weaknesses. We show our imperfections, our vulnerability. We lean into, we lean toward. And like the structure of a building, in our leaning off center, in our supporting one another, we actually become stronger together. We're able to stand and to withstand the pressures and the wind and the weather of life. We give of ourselves here. We give of ourselves in that support, our compassion, our grace, and our humor. And in giving, we also learn the spiritual gift of letting go. Letting go of parts of ourselves that no longer serve us, that we have outgrown. In our support and our encouragement of others, in bearing each other's burdens, we learn how to grow. We also learn how to be vulnerable. And that's hard. And in the process of that, in the miracle and mystery and paradox, we learn how to be strong. We learn how to survive. In blessing others, we ourselves are blessed. In supporting others, we ourselves are supported. In granting others grace, we learn the amazing grace that is granted unto us. And in our giving, in our service to others, we ourselves are served. Our service also serves us. Our service serves us. Learning to work through the imperfections of church together, which is a microcosm of life, like beloved community. You don't come here because you're holy. You come to worship.
Amen.
Wasn't meant to be a laugh line, but it works. You don't come because you are holy. You come to worship. You come to learn and to know that you are holy. You are holy, and you come to learn and to know why. And here's the really hard work, to encounter the holiness in others. That's the graduate work. That's the doctorate work. To learn to find and encounter the holiness in others. Just stop, open the doors, and look at the people.